Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Baseball is in full swing. We got some good stories this week. A lot of good things going on. We'll start with probably the biggest story in baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr. returns from his suspension. He goes 0-4 with two strikeouts. However, Padres get a 7-5 win. It's been the first time they scored more than two runs in quite some time. It's just, first of all, it's good to have him back. Baseball missed him. Now he's still have to pay the consequences as we go into these road cities. Although Arizona is a good landing spot, only about 16,000 people in the stand. I would argue that at least half of them were Padre fans. He got far more cheers than he got boos last night. But this is one of the premier players in all of baseball.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. I thought it was interesting you said the biggest story in baseball. I was guessing along with you what you were going to say. In San Diego, certainly that is the biggest. Of course, I'm sitting in New York, and we think Max Scherzer is the biggest story, but I knew you'd say Fernando Tatis, which I'm kind of with you on this one. To me, he's the most exciting player in the game when he's out there. Obviously had a lot of injuries, had that PED situation. You're right, Arizona's a great place to start. I think people are a little sleepy in Arizona anyway. The 16,000 people there, I could see, a lot of fans of the other teams in Arizona, a lot of displaced people in Arizona. So good place to start. He had something like an 1,800 OPS on his rehab assignment. So I'm expecting big things. Obviously, first game was not much, but they did win. And they are my World Series picks, so I have big expectations for them.
You know, John, I tried to temper expectations because, you know, we saw the 1,800 OPS in AAA when he was basically just, you know, taking those kids' lunch money when he was down there rehabbing. But this is the big leagues, and he hasn't played since I believe it was October 3rd of 2021. So that's a long time to miss baseball at that level, and it showed a little bit. He was a little bit anxious. You know, he wanted to get out there and do so well. And so, when pitchers see that, they're going to take advantage. It took some getting used to. We had the morning, or I should say the pre-game press conference that he had, and it was an absolute circus out there with all the media there. And it's something I'm sure he's going to have to get used to again as, you know, he moves into the next season. The next stop won't be as friendly. It's Chicago.
No, it won't. The friendly confines, not as friendly to the away team. There is a little extra pressure on him, as you alluded to. He's going to have to prove, and I believe he is an extremely talented player. I believe in him, but he's going to have to prove that he can do it without the PED. So not going to be easy, but this is a talented fellow, and this is an amazing lineup. Only Bogaerts is really doing well out of the superstars on that team to this point, but still have faith in Soto and in Machado that they're going to pick it up a bit.
Yeah, last thing on this, I will say it's nice to have a sounding board like Nelson Cruz, who's been through all of this and has handled it probably as good as anybody who's ever been involved with these type of situations. We don't talk about it with Nelson, and it's because of the way he handled his business after. I was speaking to him. One of the things he said, only thing that Fernando can do moving forward is go play. And his play will ultimately be the thing that quiets a lot of the noise.
Yeah, I mean, that clubhouse is certainly a lot more mature, not just in terms of years, having Cruz there. I like the pickups that they've made in terms of the personality. Bogaerts, a terrific guy, gentleman. I think there are people there who are really going to help Tatis. You know, I mean, obviously they did well last year getting as far as they did, but if your dynamic is only Machado and Tatis, you know, they may be butting heads a little bit. You know, there's a couple of egos involved there. You don't have to say anything. That's me talking. But I think it's good. They have Bogaerts there. They have Group Cruz there. I think Carpenter is a good veteran. You know, it feels like their clubhouse is a little bit more mature now.
Yeah, no, the clubhouse is definitely a very welcoming clubhouse. So